Old guaranteed. Go to itrustfrank.com.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And big delays continue into town across the 11th Street Bridge. The crash before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's the culprit of, boy, these delays are back at the Beltway. So 295, here we come north, right? As you merge on from the Beltway, stop and go past the Naval Research Lab. That extends up onto the freeway. A lot of commuters bailing out, taking the Douglas Bridge, heading on South Capitol Street into town. Also slows the Suitland Parkway, so the entire corridor affected. Southbound 295 as well as you merge off of 50 and the Parkway. Now, for New York Avenue, we struggled this morning with issues with the signal lights. Now resolved, New York at Bladensburg Road, but now that you can get through there, have a crash just reported inbound New York Avenue right as you come up to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So keep alert. Response on the way. Just got the report. On 270 southbound, the crash at the Beltway, right at the lane divide, confined to the right shoulder, but it's a narrow right shoulder, so cautiously still getting by with delays almost back out of, well, south of Clarksburg as you head before 118 in Germantown down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, good looking day, but windy and cold, 39. Some clouds tonight, upper 20s. Outside the Beltway, colder, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, milder, 49. Rain by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Stafford, 23 in Olney, 27 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the National Confectioners Association. The House votes to roll back Obama-era menu calorie count rules. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 8:35, we'll be joined by Congressman Mac Thornberry. He's on the House Armed Services Committee, trying to make sure that our military gets funded. They see it as a big threat to not have sustainable funding. They're grappling with that today in Congress. We'll chat with the congressman at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Hans von Spakovsky this morning.
Morning, Vince, and morning, Mike, our great producer.
Mike here. McKay, yeah, just make sure that all the ships run on time. Also, Mary Walter out this morning because she's about to watch the President of the United States speak at the National Prayer Breakfast, which is good. Have fun, Mary. That's right, the Olympics about to get started. I have actually gotten started already, but the opening ceremony is about to get started tomorrow. For more on this, we're bringing in our correspondent, Steve Kastenbaum, who's live from Pyeongchang right now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Or whatever time of day it is with you right now.
I was just going to say, it's 10:08 p.m. here in Pyeongchang up in the mountains.
Oh, well, thank you for ending the day with us. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
So the Olympic events have already begun, haven't they?
Yeah, this usually happens at the games, whether it's summer or winter games. A couple of the competitions, they start early because there's elimination rounds and that sort of thing. So some alpine skiing, some of the biathlon and curling got underway today, but most of the games will get underway after the opening ceremony, and that opening ceremony will be taking place, it starts about 22 hours from now.
How chaotic, I know you're just arriving there and you have been there for a couple of days. How chaotic is the Olympic Village and all of the hoopla in the area in Pyeongchang?
You know, it varies from, games to games. And I would say that these games here in South Korea so far have proven to be very organized and not chaotic at all. From the moment you get off the airplane and see your first, Olympics volunteer greeting you, answering any questions you might have, all the way to the point when you get to where you're staying, it's all been very well organized so far. And it seems to be running rather smoothly. The South Koreans have gotten all of the venues built well in time for these games, and they've had some opportunities to do some dry runs here for a while and try out the shuttle bus system and that sort of thing. And so far, it's been going rather well.
I heard that some of the support officials were rocked by norovirus in the Olympic Village ahead of the Olympians actually arriving. Do you know anything more about that?
Yeah, a few dozen security guards had tested positive for this norovirus, so they wound up quarantining 2,000 of them and replacing them with members of the military until they could all be given the go-ahead to go back to work. They're very conscious here about spreading disease or illness or germs. You know, they have signs all over the place for you know, telling people not only to wash their hands regularly, but giving them instructions on how to wash. Wash them using soap and wash your hands for at least 30 seconds vigorously, it says, using the little mascots for these Olympic Games. So they're very conscious about the fact that there's going to be spectators here from all over the world and athletes from all over the world, and they don't want anybody getting sick and having that experience ruined by an illness.
Steve, let me ask you a question about the media coverage. My wife complains, and I agree with her, about the way the Olympics has been covered. And what she talks about is, look, when we were kids, whether it was ABC or NBC or whatever, they spent almost the entire time actually showing all the different athletic contests. But in recent years, NBC in particular, it's like they seem to spend half of their time doing these documentaries on the individual athletes that take up huge amounts of time and not actually covering all the athletic contests.
You know, it's hard for me to tell what you guys get to see back at home. You know, I've done the games in 2016 in Rio, and it really wasn't. I couldn't get a good sense of what the audience was watching at home live versus having to go online and search for clips and or buy some sort of access pass from the website. So I'm not sure, you know, how it comes across back in the States. There are. The Summer Olympics are bigger than the Winter Olympics, but still there are 102 different competitions here, and there's no shortage of things to be covering on any given day.
Yep.
The time difference, the 14-hour time difference, we're 14 hours ahead, does make it a bit of a challenge when it comes to what you can broadcast live. But in the case of these games, that means many of the more popular events are taking place during the morning hours here, so they can be broadcast during primetime hours back in the U.S.
I do know that there are some American viewers that do like tracking some of the characters here, whether or not they like the documentaries. And I know some of the big names here are Lindsey Vonn, who's a skier, and then Shaun White, of course, the snowboarder. What other big names will American sports watchers be looking out for?
You're definitely going to hear a lot about Chloe Kim. She's 17 years old. It's her first Olympics. She's a snowboarder for Team USA, but her parents emigrated from South Korea to the United States, and then she still has many relatives here, many family members here who are going to be cheering for her while she's out there competing against some of the best snowboarders in the world, and she stands a chance of winning a medal herself, and in many ways, she's competing for two countries, so you're going to hear a lot about her. There are a lot of characters. There is the Nigerian bobsled team. Yes, Nigerian bobsled team. For the first time, the Nigerians have put a team in place here in the Winter Games. And those members of that bobsled team, some of them are actually live in Chicago, and their trainers are from the U.S. and Canada. And so you've got some stories like that, you know, sort of a Cool Runnings type story. You've got a Jamaican skeleton competitor as well. And so there are some interesting stories like that that are getting a lot of attention.
How bad is the security? I mean, how tight is it and how much of a how frustrating is it for the tourists who are actually going there to have to get through the security?
Well, I haven't had a chance yet to mingle with the spectators. The areas where they can go right now, because the games haven't started yet, are really kind of limited to this coastal area, they call it, this coastal zone, which is where most of the arenas are. I'm up in the mountains right now, and I haven't gone down to that part of the Olympic Games yet. But up here, you know, security is tight, but it's not, you know, oppressive at all. It's pretty seamless here, there haven't been long lines for those of us working at these games yet to pass through security. You know, that could change as the days wear on, but so far it hasn't been a problem.
A big story here, of course, is North Korea and South Korea both marching in the opening ceremonies and then also going to be competing together on shared teams. What can you tell us about all that?
The one team where they have players from both countries is the women's hockey team.
Yes.
And there's mixed feelings about that here in South Korea. Some people are proud of the fact that they are, you know, extending this olive branch to the north. But others are really not happy about this, about, you know, the teams marching in together under one flag. They say that it's not a time to be lenient toward the north, given everything that's been going on there. So there are a lot of mixed feelings about that. And I would say the country seems to be split right down the middle over this idea. Some folks are very angry, actually, with the president of South Korea for doing this, because they feel it takes away the attention from their own South Korean athletes who've worked so hard as a team to get here, and now they they're having to incorporate a few members of North Korea's athletic community.
That's right. And meanwhile, the vice president of the United States is there and will be there for the opening ceremonies as well, Steve Kastenbaum. Many Olympics are interesting. This one has a whole bunch of storylines for you to track, and we're glad you're doing it for us. Appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. It's been busy. 270, however, gone. The crash. Not even on the shoulder anymore. 270 southbound. Right as you come down to the lane divide. So those delays that you're sitting in through Germantown and Gaithersburg, they do extend that entire trip. But the positive news up ahead is it is cleared on the outer loop from 95 to George Avenue, slowing inner loop into Bethesda. The other slow stretch of the Maryland Beltway as you head toward the Wilson Bridge before you get to 210. Now, that's not so bad. What is extremely bad is 295. A little bit of a nasty trip here going northbound to get up onto the 11th Street Bridge to the crash on the freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, a problem. This one's going to be new. Coming out of Virginia across the 14th Street Bridge. Have a report of a crash mid-span on the bridge, and they're moving the cameras around right now trying to see this crash. Again, 395 north as you come up toward the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
All right, today, windy, colder, early clouds, then sunny, a high of 39 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 27. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a high of 49. It's 27 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, you remember Anthony Sadler, Alex Garletos, and Spencer Stone, the American heroes who are now represented in the new movie 1517 to Paris, the movie produced by Clint Eastwood. These are the guys who pummeled that jihadist on a train in that terror attack in France in 2015, saved the day, ended up playing themselves in the movie about the same incident. The film opened in Paris, and it got panned. They are not the French critics are not happy with it. The three childhood friends play themselves in this movie. And, quote, we thought the projectionist, that's what they call the guy who puts the movie on, we thought the projectionist had put on the wrong film for the first quarter of an hour, said a Parisian newspaper. And they were upset that Clint Eastwood took an hour and 15 minutes to recount what they call the, quote, tedious childhoods that they had as devout Catholics in California. They were not happy with the religious foundation of the movie to begin.
Yeah, but I say if French critics don't like it, it probably means it's a good movie. Look, let's not forget in France today there is a marked hostility towards religion there, and the fact that Clint Eastwood sets this up by showing how these three really good friends were raised, you know, in a devout Catholic family. I'm sure that's something Christians will like. I actually found a different review by Roger Friedman where he says that it's a great mix of patriotism, Christian cutting edge, and that the heartland will love this movie.
Well, normally in a movie like any movie, when you have the critics assess it, they have to assess the storyline and whether or not it's credible and believable. Like, right. Oh, that could never happen or whatever. This is a real story. Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's based on an actual event. So, I mean, your criticisms are kind of ludicrous. I mean, this film is meant to be a representation of how they got there. How did they got to that moment where they're stopping a jihadi who's attacking on a train, and they saved the day? Yeah, it's going to tell their story. I hate to tell you, critics.
Yeah, and what they did was so terrific that I think they all got the Legion of Honor, Legion of Merit from the French government. And boy, what a movie! You know, Clint Eastwood is 87 years old, and still making great movies.
Spencer Stone is an Air Force airman, who's represented in the film. He plays himself. He charged Ayub El Kazan after that terrorist wounded another passenger and managed to disarm him of an AK-47 and of a pistol, which jammed as El Kazan tried to shoot him. I'd like to see that in movie form.
Yeah, I would too.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so of course, you know, it's going to be a whole bunch of build up to that moment,
right,
when, you know, these guys actually saving the day. But they're upset that, like, that the Catholic upbringing received emphasis. And we talked about this actually a little bit earlier.
Right, religious principles giving you the confidence to do what you think is the right thing to do.
When Tony Dungy giving Nick Foles credit for saying, hey, look, you know, Christ gave him confidence. He said that much. And then, so Tony Dungy reports that and says that Nick Foles said it. And now people are attacking Tony Dungy for vocalizing something like that. If these guys, who participated, by the way, in the creation of this film, spend any amount of time focusing on their Catholic upbringing, they obviously believe that's foundational to the moment that this all leads up to.
Yeah, it also does demonstrate, you know, that old adage that life is often stranger than fiction, because who would have imagined this plot in a fictional novel?
Yeah, there's some newspapers who like the film in general, but say, you know, it's not as suspenseful as they wanted it to be. Well, what would you like them to have done? Add a couple extra terrorists, like invent a couple of other events. Like, yeah, they were disarming street terrorists before they met the big one on the train.
Well, listen, if Oliver Stone had made this movie, we wouldn't recognize what actually happened in the case.
That's right. We needed more like Transformer style explosions throughout this thing in order to make it convincing. Anyway. The movie is 1517 to Paris. It's Clint Eastwood's new film. And again, it's been released in France. And I'm starting to see all the promotional work here in the United States. They're doing their Fox News interviews, everything else. So you get a good chance to see that movie and how these guys lived out those harrowing moments. And it's so cool. Even in France, Americans are continuing to save the day.
That's right.
822 on WMAL.
Listen.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I'm thinking, there it is.
Love it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Missing or damaged teeth? Those keep you from eating the foods you love. They affect your job, your relationships, every aspect of your life. Just smiling. You want to smile again. I don't blame you. You can do it, and it's no matter how long it's been since you've been to a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff creates that warm, no-criticism, no-judgment environment that's exactly what you need. You know what sets them apart other than those things? Is their experience. Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. They have all their technology in-house. They have an in-house anesthesiologist. They are incredible at producing the exact thing that you need to make your smile so great. Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor and, in many cases, of course, in just one day. And they save you so much time and money. And they offer an incredible 10-year guarantee on their work. Why wouldn't you go to Cascades? You owe it to yourself to see their many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Go to the site, check out the videos, convince yourself. It shouldn't take much. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles. miles of everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Conceal carry classes daily. More exhibitors. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Don't miss your chance to buy, sell, and trade at the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show, Dallas Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Great Girl Scout story coming up for you. You're going to love this. 8:25 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, kids, waiting for that one. Update is now sponsored by Page Publishing. Hang on, Virginia. Boy, 123. These delays continue to grow. So if you're heading northbound 123 Ox Road, you might want to think about this diversion point. We're seeing delays almost back to Burke Lake Road. That extends past the Fairfax County Parkway up toward Burke Center Parkway. So a huge haul with this crash heading up toward Fairfax Station on 123 northbound with the accident activity. 66 briefly was the crash. If you heard me talk about it, eastbound 29 Centerville, that's cleared. 270, we're still quite slow. Germantown down to the Beltway due to the earlier crash at the Beltway, which is gone. Jessup, we're still struggling on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with remnants of the crash still in play. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 175. Heading onto the freeway, westbound freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash gone, but the damage is done for 295. It's just jammed northbound back at the Beltway, Suitland Parkway. And the latest incident to get into town was across the inbound 14th Street Bridge off of northbound 395. Now, have you written a book, learn how to get it published, and potentially sold online and at bookstores? Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4830. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Thursday. A few clouds around, a gusty northwest wind, though. Makes it feel chilly out there this morning. Sunny, windy this afternoon, 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 26 degrees in the nation's capital and 8:26 on your clocks on WMAL. There's a little capitalist Girl Scout who thought to herself, you know what? This new legal marijuana all over California, why don't I just set up shop right outside of a pot shop and see how my cookie sales do? Well, boy, did they do fantastic. She sold 312 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, 312 of them outside of a San Diego marijuana shop this past weekend. And now it's riling the organization. The Girl Scouts don't exactly know how to grapple with this one. A spokeswoman for the Girl Scouts in San Diego told the Union Tribune, the local paper there, that the regional council is not investigating the matter, but they'd like to discuss it with the girl and her family. Now,
well, you know, what I'd like to know is which cookies sold the most to the potheads,
yes,
coming in and out of that store. Which was their favorite?
How could it not be Thin Mints, by the way? But I guess
yeah, I would agree with that.
But yeah, so she cleaned up the pot store. You're supposed to get the endorsement if you're going to sell it outside of a commercial business. You have to get the permission, but they have to be on an approved list, apparently,
right,
from the Girl Scouts. The pot shop, not on the approved list. But this little entrepreneur is raising a whole bunch of money for the Girl Scouts, so maybe they'll look the other way. Money talks, baby. 8:27 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, coming up, the military says one of the biggest threats to them is just the lack of consistent funding. We've heard a whole bunch of people say that, General Mattis among them. Congressman Mac Thornberry is on the House Armed Services Committee looking to fix that. We'll find out what he has to say when he joins us next, ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Both Democratic liberals and Republican Tea Party forces are taking swipes at a budget measure that Senate leaders hope to get approved today.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's proud the Senate agreed to a budget deal.
I hope we can build on this bipartisan momentum and make 2018 a year of significant achievement for Congress, for our constituents, and for the country that we all love.
The House has to follow suit before midnight or face a second shutdown in as many months. Democratic Rep. Steny Hoyer hopes things will work out.
We don't want to shut down the government, but there are a lot of things that have not been done.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Troops, missiles, and tanks rolled into North Korea's historic Kim Il-sung Square today in a display of military might on the eve of South Korea's Winter Olympics.
We saw more known intercontinental ballistic missiles displayed than we've ever seen at one time before. This includes the Hwasong 14 and 15, the intercontinental ballistic missiles that were first tested last year in July and later in November, missiles that North Korea claims could hit the mainland United States.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking to American service members in Japan, signaled that the U.S. military remains ready to confront any threat.
We will continue to intensify this maximum pressure campaign on North Korea until it abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs once and for all.
The D.C. Council's Education Committee is set to review high school graduation policies today during a roundtable meeting. Ballou High School has been under particular scrutiny. Montgomery College issued an active shooter alert yesterday by mistake. The school sent the alert warning students about an armed person on, quote, insert name campus, only to retract that alert minutes later. A college spokesman attributes it to human error. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 70,52. Sports, college basketball, UVA wins, so did GW, Navy, and Virginia Tech. Losses by Maryland, AU, and George Mason. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics tonight. Hockey, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Mark your calendars for February 15th for Fredericksburg, Lidl's new location on Plank Road will have giveaways, amazing opening offers, and a free gift for the first 100 customers. Doors open February 15th at 7:40 a.m. Save time and money on groceries. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 12th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Is the drug used to euthanize dogs in your dog's food? Seven on Your Side tested more than 60 samples of popular dog foods and exposes a horrifying secret.
I said that Tula wasn't going to make it.
We have the results and we're naming names. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
More breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trouble spots continue. Let's first get onto the freeway. Each direction we've had problems. So that's the key word, had. Now cleared. Westbound side of the freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now DDOT crews, they've cleared that incident. But the delay is not only coming off the 11th Street Bridge, but now we need to recover off of 295 each way and the Suitland Parkway. On the 14th Street Bridge, accident that was in the left lane gone, but delays back near the Pentagon, 395 northbound. Now 66, be really careful if you're coming in from, say, 123 up toward the Capitol Beltway. I was looking at heavy traffic, so I'm looking in the traffic cameras and thinking, why is everybody going over to the left lane? It's an ambulance. It's coming to the response of the crash east on 66 as you pass Nutley Street, right in that vicinity. Everyone doing a good job to make room for fire and rescue on the way. This is going to be 66 east before you get to the Capitol Beltway. On 270, still out of Germantown, down to the Beltway, a little heavier than normal this morning. We had the earlier crash. If you missed it, it was down near the Beltway. It's completely gone. I'm glad you missed it. But lanes are open, but now it's about easing out those delays out of Germantown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, gusty winds, and cold this morning. Plenty of sunshine, though, developing from west to east today. Windy, 39. Overnight tonight, the winds back off 27 outside the Beltway, colder. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Haymarket, 20 in Gaithersburg, 26 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. Vince Colonnais sitting alongside Hans von Spakovsky in today for Mary Walter is out at the National Prayer Breakfast watching the president speak this morning. Good morning, Hans.
Good morning, Vince.
Joining us now is Congressman Mac Thornberry. He's the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and his job is particularly important today. As Congressman, you deal with figuring out a way to get some sustainable military funding going. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. So what's the latest on this, and will the House, in your estimation, support the Senate version of this budget that's expected to pass today?
Yeah, I think the House will, and there is bipartisan, widespread agreement that we've got to do better for the military because there's just been too many accidents, too many planes that won't fly, ships that won't sail, too much training that hadn't happened. Plus, the world is getting more dangerous with adversaries developing new capabilities. So I think there's widespread agreement on that. Obviously, there will be some people in both parties that don't like this, that, or the other part of this deal. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the main thing, which is the military, I think there's a lot of support.
General Mattis, who I know testified before your committee earlier this week, the defense secretary, has said that no enemy has been more harmful over the last 16 years or so to the military than the lack of funding consistency. And also, we spoke with Congressman Bradley Byrne earlier this week, and he said, look, these funding problems have directly led to loss of life in our military. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, Yeah, there's no question about it. Just take, for example, the terrible loss of life with those two destroyers out in the Pacific a few months ago. What we found out was some of those sailors were working 100 hours a week. Some of them had not had time to have the training to even know how to run the consoles that were in front of them. And so we've got a military that is stretched thinner and thinner because, you know, those particular boats were out there trying to protect us against North Korea missile launch. So we're asking more and more of them, but we hadn't been giving them the resources or have a military big enough to do it. And this deal begins to turn it around, which is a reason I think, you know, there are legitimate concerns about debt and all these questions. But right now we've got an immediate crisis with our military, and we've got to fix it.
Congressman Thornberry, I don't think anybody questions the military portion of this. My understanding is that the Budget Control Act, which, you know, caused cuts, almost half of the law's cuts went to the military budget, even though it's only 15% of the entire federal budget. But the complaints are that not the military portion, but the huge increase in discretionary spending outside of the military. And that seems to be what's giving, particularly members of some of the Republican caucuses on the House side, they find that apparently very frustrating that there's a huge increase in that other spending.
Yeah, and it is frustrating. It has been frustrating that for months there are folks in Congress who have basically held the military hostage to get their way on other issues, whether it was that domestic spending or whether it was an immigration issue or whatever. So that's frustrating. But you can't just let the frustrations prevent you from doing what is absolutely needed for the military. And the fact is, if we let, you know, this impasse or this dysfunction continue, we're going to continue to have accidents, we're going to continue to lose loss of life, and we're not going to be able to protect the country the way that needs to be protected.
Congressman Thornberry, your counterpart on the Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, the Democrat Adam Smith, has argued that, look, this prioritizing of the Defense Department over other departments like the State Department, Homeland Security, and the Justice Department is wrong. We shouldn't prioritize defense over those other agencies. Should we?
Yeah, of course. I appreciate what they do at the State Department, and also, obviously, you've got a wide intelligence community, Homeland Security, all contribute to law enforcement, contribute to national security. But the military has men and women all around the world risking their lives for us, serving unconditionally. And our support for them should be unconditional as well.
Congressman, let me ask you a question about this from a political standpoint, and I wonder why Republicans aren't doing this. Wouldn't it be a lot tougher for the Democrats to oppose if you divided this bill into two parts? You know, one bill being just the Defense Department, just funding for defense, and the second bill being, you know, the other discretionary funding. Wouldn't it be tougher for Democrats to then vote against a bill just funding the Defense Department?
Well, we tried to do that. As a matter of fact, I think it's either three or four times now the House has passed the Defense Department funding bill and sent it to the Senate, and they have never been able to pass it. So that's why I think there's a lot of truth in the frustration that you've got folks, especially over there in the Senate, that are willing to hold the military hostage to get their way on these other things. And the 60 vote rule over there plays a role in it too. So, you know, we are where we are, and we can continue to be frustrated, or we can start to fix our planes and ships and get people the training. So with all those frustrations and all those other concerns, we got to do first things first.
Congressman, some of the news this week is that the president expressed a joy last year at seeing the Bastille Day celebrations in France. He's interested in having a military-style parade in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon also confirming that they're considering it. Would you be for a military parade to honor our military in Washington?
I'm pretty much for anything that expresses admiration and appreciation for the men and women who serve our country and the military. But the best way to show that is to fix their stuff, is to give them the training that they need for the missions. That's the most important thing. And I think that's really what needs more attention than whether we do or do not have a parade.
Well, there you go. Congressman Mac Thornberry, Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Really glad you joined us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good luck on that budget fight today.
Thanks. Good luck to all of us.
Thanks very much. 844 here on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's time to look your absolute best. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy eyelids. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The very next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. And now it's your turn, because this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. And yes, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Just go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. If you order in the next 20 minutes, you'll get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers also free for Valentine's Day. That's four luxury gifts, a complete beauty system for the price of one. Don't delay. Order now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's 845 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. It's been a busy morning. Virginia commuters on 123 with the crash gives you extra pressure for sure. Boy, these delays are intense. Northbound 123 Ox Road slows now before you get to Burke Lake Road. Now, the stretch of the delay takes you beyond the Fairfax County Parkway up toward Burke Center Parkway. So that's a huge lineup there for 123. So think about your trip right now if you're pushing through that stretch. On 66 currently, with lanes reported open, bit of volume in Centerville, Fair Oaks off and on now toward Nutley Street and the Beltway. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, have some slowdowns there. For the Southeast Southwest Freeway, the westbound crash tunnel gone. We had a broken down take its place along the right side, still quite slow off the 11th Street Bridge, Suitland Parkway heavy, making our travels Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We had a long-standing incident southbound coming through Jessup near 175. New one's going to be in Laurel. It's in the northbound direction, so northbound B-dub. Watch for delays north of 197 toward 198. And again, the area north of DuPont Circle with the annual National Prayer Breakfast now underway at the Washington Hilton. Still a lot of activity, a lot of police presence. Connecticut Avenue heavier than normal, essentially between, say, Calvert Street coming out of Woodley Park down to DuPont, Florida Avenue, 18th Street, Columbia Road, that whole area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through, gusty northwest winds, but a dry day today. A few clouds around early. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm going to call it windy and cold. 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 26 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL.
It's the month of love at Dunkin'. Time to dish out heart-shaped donuts like vanilla truffle, brownie batter, and Cupid's Choice. Grab a dozen, share them with your friends, and spread the love with Dunkin's heart-shaped donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, FBI officials, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, they were conducting that affair. They had central figures in all of this. They were sort of like Forrest Gump, yet more actively involved. Not just appearing in the photos, but taking the pictures.
Right.
They were involved in the investigations into Hillary Clinton and into President Donald Trump. And their text exchanges have gotten a lot of attention. The trove of it was released yesterday. So, you know, all Americans can now sort through all of it. What was interesting to me was that their conversations seem to be so often political. Like, if you're having an affair with someone, are you really going to talk about politics all the time?
Yeah, you know, and I wonder, how could they do their jobs at the FBI when they're sending that many texts? I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of texts.
I've never sent that many in my life to literally everyone I've ever texted. So yeah. I guess that's the way they communicated primarily. No word on if they're mutes. The interesting thing from yesterday was that the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, was brought into this. There was a text exchange on September 2nd of 2016 in which Strzok writes to Page, check out my 9:30 meeting on the 7th. Page responds, I can tell you why you're having that meeting. It's not what you think. And Strzok asks in return, talking points to Comey? And she responds, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. Interesting. So now Obama wants to know everything that the FBI is up to. Well, that's kind of strange, considering in 2016, the president said this about in terms of his knowledge of pending FBI investigations.
I do not talk to the attorney general about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line. And always have maintained it, previous
so,
presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
Any case.
Full stop, period.
Full stop, period, question mark?
Did he give us a money-back guarantee?
Yeah.
Can we get our money back on that?
Yeah, what is that about? Full stop, period. I never... That's weird, because these texts directly contradict that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, had this to say yesterday about the new revelations.
This further shows that there is a reason for all of us to have great cause for concern in this process, and we hope that it's more thoroughly and fully looked at as we move forward.
I know the guy's not president anymore, but he, like, still exists. Could he at least give us a statement on what this is all about? You know. Clarify it, you know, just a little bit. Just give us some more detail.
Yeah, and if he did get a briefing, what did he do with that information? Can he assure us that he did not then contact his Secretary of State and tell her what was going on in this investigation?
Well, one way or another, I think he's going to tell us there's no scandal here. Full stop. Period. 850 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Ever wonder why your kids are drawn to certain cartoons more than others? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I'll tell you, when we first posted the story on our website, it sure did get a lot of attention. CNN health contributor Alyssa Strauss wrote about why kids love fascist cartoons like Paw Patrol and Thomas the Tank Engine. She said young children are drawn to worlds in which identities are fixed, order trumps imagination, and transgressions are met with punishment. Strauss spoke with a scientist at UCLA who said rigidness and simplicity of narrative, like in kids' TV shows, is really important because in the real world, so much is going on and young children really aren't capable of abstract thought. As with any shows you let your children watch, it is important to talk with them about what they're watching. Don't assume they see things the way you see them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Imagine owing the IRS $15,000 with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced.
Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I listen to you every day.
Just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're trying to wind it down, but it's been a busy one. Update now sponsored by Spot Hero. River Road, Falls Road in the Potomac area. Crash just reported in that stretch. Right to a fire and rescue units responding. 270, we've been heavy on the brakes here as you come out of Germantown and heading down toward the Capitol Beltway. Had the earlier morning crash south near Montrose, and that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Had a minor incident reported in the backup, so be very careful. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, still hitting the brakes hard to the Wilson Bridge back near 210. The rest of the Beltway seems to be moving pretty well. Baltimore-Washington Parkway south in Jessup, crash has been cleared. Now it's about clearing out the delays. Onto the freeway, each direction below speed. Earlier incidents gone. We had one westbound near the tunnel. We had one on the 14th Street Bridge, now out of the travel lanes. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to settle on in, but a bit colder on a gusty northwest wind. Modifying trend, though, and rain in the forecast by the beginning of the weekend. Some clouds, gusty winds, and cold this morning. Plenty of sunshine, though, developing from west to east today. Windy, 39. Overnight tonight, the wind's back off 27 outside the Beltway, colder. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 49. By Saturday afternoon, rain, highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
26 degrees in the nation's capital, 856 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th.
17th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
All right, the prayer breakfast is going on. That's where Mary Walter is right now. I think Secret Service just dragged her out. But Hans, thank you for filling in today.
Well, thanks for having me. I came for the coffee, you know.
Well, you succeeded. You drank a lot of it. So good luck with your bathroom visit. And where can people find your columns?
At heritage.org, heritage.org.
Perfect. All right, we're watching Eyes on the Government Shutdown. Brian Kilmeade in studio tomorrow, half an hour with him. You'll hear a lot from him. And then Chris Plant in studio all the time. Hello, Chris.
Do you really think there's still hope of a government shutdown? Because, you know, it's lacking excitement around here last few hours.
I love that you're hopeful for one.
Yeah, we need Washington to dial up the drama a little bit because we've done a few hours without anything really ridiculous.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
America's a nation of believers, and together we are strengthened by the power of prayer.
President Trump speaking at this hour at the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington.
All we have to do is open our eyes and look around us, and we can see God's hand. In the courage of our fellow citizens, we see the power of God's love at work in our souls and the power of God's will to answer all of our prayers. When Americans are able to live by their convictions, to speak openly of their faith, and to teach their children what is right, our families thrive, our communities flourish, and our nation can achieve anything at all.
Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, at this hour, is in South Korea, where he was welcomed earlier.
Vice President Mike Pence has said that he would not allow North Korea to hijack these Olympics. He's at the Blue House, the U.S. version of the White House, meeting with Moon Jae-in. They will have a dinner. And at it, Mike Pence has vowed to say that he and South Korea are as one in terms of what happens after these Olympics, that they will continue to put the toughest pressure possible on North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Correspondent Paula Newton in North Korea, meanwhile, a display of military might in a parade staged on the eve of the Olympics.
The scale of this parade, according to South Korean government sources, is actually considerably smaller than what they believed we were going to see. Apparently, many more mock-ups were prepared than were actually unveiled in Kim Il-sung Square. One of the possible reasons for the reduction in size of the number of missiles, North Korea having a very hard time getting the type of transporters that are needed to carry the missiles because of international sanctions.
Correspondent Will Ripley. After a shooting and a stabbing near two Prince George's County schools this week, one county official is now attributing the violence to a wider trend.
Kids who spend all their time on social media and all these electronic devices.
They're not making good decisions, says Prince George's County State Attorney Angela Alsobrooks.
What it essentially means is they lack the ability to talk face-to-face with each other and to resolve conflict.
Alsobrooks says the two cases from this past week are being prosecuted aggressively, a shooting at Oxon Hill High School and a gang-related stabbing near Parkdale High School. But in the long term,
we have to work much harder to make sure that our children have the skills that they need to cope with each other, to resolve conflict nonviolently.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's governor is hoping for an out-of-court settlement of a lawsuit involving the state's historically black colleges.
Governor Larry Hogan's administration is proposing a settlement of up to $100 million. It comes more than a decade after advocates for four historically black colleges sued the state, accusing it of operating a segregated university system. Earlier this week, the state was granted a stay of a judge's order last year, outlining possible remedies to what she found to be a constitutional violation due to unnecessary program duplication. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Starting next fall, all incoming students at George Washington University will have to go through diversity training. This after the campus was rocked recently by a racist image posted on Snapchat. A Virginia Senate panel has passed a bill to extend state and regional sales taxes to ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. The aim is to raise money for mass transit systems across the state. And could the museum building soon be for sale? The Washington Post reports museum officials are meeting today with a top real estate firm to consider all their options. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,893, the NASDAQ at 70.52. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Mark Levin weeknights 6 to 9.
Great. Now, give me the information.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You getting a little picture here?
Details at WMAL.com.
The stock market is at new highs. So is that exciting or worrisome? Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're trying to figure out whether you're supposed to buy or sell when the market hits a new high, you're asking the wrong question. I mean, I know your dilemma. You want to know if you should stay out and watch it go up or get in and make it go down. Well, here's the good news. Investing doesn't have to be a right or wrong, do it or not predicament. Instead, let's ask a question you really can answer. What are your goals? Are you saving for college, retirement, a new boat? Whatever your goal, it's your goal that determines how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you figure out your goals and then give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for 30 years. Talk with an Edelman advisor at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.